Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. That one, folks, is all about the collision of the analog age and the digital age, the world you grew up in, the world you're inheriting, the world you're going into, and the fact that we haven't figured out how to combine the two yet. We still haven't figured out how to combine all the elements of the analog age and the digital age, how to shed the analog stuff that we don't need anymore as we acquire digital stuff, but also not to shed analog things that we do need to keep with us, like our ethics, like trust. And that's what that book's all about. And it's won 5 international awards, and I'm kind of proud of that. I don't mind telling you. TheThirdIngredient.com, and it's available on Amazon. So let's talk. It's just you and me again still. I want to talk about the recent poll that we took on a topic that I've been covering quite a while now, and that is this national crisis that we have on people, finding the right people. And there's a new research out this week that shows that there, for every 10 people looking for a job, there are 11 job openings. Think about that. I mean, I'm trying to remember in my lifetime when that's happened before. Maybe the nearest time was back in 99, 2000. Maybe the closest we would have come to that. But today, and the number, the other side of that number is a number I've been telling you about that continues to be popping up, about 6 million total jobs. There are about 6 million jobs that are going wanting today, and 2 million of them are manufacturing jobs. So I asked this question in our poll last week. Are you able to find enough qualified employees to grow your business? 28% of you said, yes, we're in good shape. About a third of you said, we're having trouble finding the right people. A little more than 10% of you said, no, finding qualified people is our biggest challenge. You're not able to find them. It's your biggest challenge. And just under 30% said, we're not looking to hire anyone. So if you take the two middle group there, that's 40, over 4 out of 10 of the folks, 44%, 40, about 44%. Are having some or a lot of trouble finding qualified people. That's a lot of companies, a lot of businesses that are having difficulty. So as you should know by now, this has become a national crisis, and it may be a crisis for you right now. Some people say we can't grow until we find people to fill the slots we have. So I want to turn this crisis around. I'm not so much concerned about whether you can find qualified people, although I am concerned about that, and I know it's a problem for you, but I'm convinced that you'll find a way to work that out. I don't think it'll take your business down if you don't find all the qualified people. It might set you back a little bit, but believe it or not, at this moment, that's not my biggest concern. My biggest concern is that this crisis is being felt by all employers. And as I predicted a few months ago, big companies are feeling this pressure too. Here's what that means. They're going to come headhunting in your world to poach your best people. I don't know how they'll get in. I don't know what they'll do. I don't know what kind of malware they'll use. I don't know what kind of way that they'll breach your security, your firewall there around your four walls of your business. I don't know what they're going to do to breach it. But they're going to come headhunting in the marketplace for good people. and they're gonna and they won't mind coming and poaching your people. This is the other side of this story of not being able to find qualified people. The qualified people you have are in jeopardy. They're in play, my friends. Believe me when I tell you, the qualified people you have working for you in your small business are in play right now. Since I'm going to presume that that's not going to be a good, that wouldn't be a good thing for you, you need to take some steps that you need to preempt what could be done to prevent such a disaster of you losing your best people, key people. Think about that. Imagine the person that you could, your business would be the most devastated if they left. Imagine the employee. And let that person know today, find a way to show them how valued they are. And not just one person, but all of them. Make sure their ideas are considered. Don't just let them be part of the execution. Here's the changes that I've decided to make, and here's how I want you to make it happen. Don't just let them be part of the execution. Get them in on the planning. They've got a brain. Use that brain. Revisit comp plans. You folks, I've never said this to you before. You've got to revisit comp plans to make sure your key people aren't financially poachable. Here's a good metric. If your best employee told you they had a job offer from a company and more money, how much would you come up with to get them to stay? That's maybe the number that you need to start paying them today before they're poached. Think about that. Be preemptive about this, folks. Be proactive about this. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.